If you've been right at the start of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon in years past, you've heard the prayers offered at the beginning of the race. Listen to the Burntside Lake Singers send a traveling song out into the frosty air and waited for the spirit of John Bear Grease to head down the trail first, a gesture simultaneously to honor him and to keep the other mushers safe on the trail. Ron Boucher is the great-great-grandson of John Bear Grease. He offers the prayers and the pipe ceremony at the beginning of the race, and he's part of the Burntside Lake Singers and Drum. Ron Boucher invited us into his home to talk about his great-great-grandfather, the power of prayer, and how the music of the drum can bring people together.
Number one, John Bear Grease is my great-great-grandfather. And my great-grandmother was Rosie Bear Grease Strong. She married George Strong. But anyway, Billy Blackwell came to me one day and he says, Ron, he says, I need you to do the Bear Grease next year. And I told him, I said, I can do that. And he says, it's time for me to go walk other roads. So I started doing the opening ceremony, and I used to go down there just with my pipe and my spiritual items that I carry. And then I'd do the pipe ceremony. Then they asked me for a drum. You know, if we can sing some songs, some special songs. So my brother, Joe, he is our a drum keeper of our Burnside Lake Singers. We call him our drum. Anyway, and then I asked him to come and do that. So anyway, I started doing the opening ceremony. And then finally one day I told him, I said, John Bear Grease is my great-great-grandfather. And they were like, wow, you know, he is, you know. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it was this, and I explained. I said Rosie Bear Grease was my great grandmother. I said she was my mother's grandmother. I said and I remember her, you know, her stories, her winter stories and stuff. I said and my mother used to pass them down to us. So that's how I got started in the Bear Grease, and I've been doing that every year now for the past nine years. I've been doing the Bear Grease. And it's an honor because when we do that ceremony in there, there's I don't know, hundreds of people that are gabbing away, you know, and talking, reminiscing about, oh, blah, blah, blah. But when that ceremony starts, you could hear a pin drop. That's the respect that they're giving us when I do that pipe and when we do them songs. And some of them songs are touching. And some of them songs can do that to certain people. You know, it'll bring tears and choke them up once in a while, you know. And there are certain songs that do that, you know. So, but we sing, we honor John Bear Grease. We go out to the start of the race. And everybody that runs the race, they go out there and they put tobacco down by his gravesite out there. So all this kind of stuff, that's what we do when we... And the Bear Grease, I tell the mushers when I pray, Akanan Ejiawe Makanak, you know, all my friends and relatives. And my relatives are the ones, the four-leggeds, the ones that crawl and the ones that swim, all living beings. And that's why I always pray for that. And I always pray for myself last, because I come first in someone else's prayers. When they do that ceremony, his spirit, we believe his spirit is there, you know. And so we believe John Bear Grease is there. So we always let his sled go first and lead the way. And then the mushers go. And that's why that night, when I do that ceremony that night, I pray for that he leads the way. And that he sees that trail is okay, that there's no harm coming to the mushers. And then the dogs, you know, I pray for the dogs, you know. I pray for them too because... But yeah, we believe that very strong. It's the heartbeat. We call it the heartbeat of our people, you know, the Mother Earth. All of that stuff came from the earth. The wood, the animal gave his life so that we can put the skin over the drum, and the drum came, like I said, came from the women. They made that drum, and then they had these songs, and they gave them to the men for their warriors to protect them, you know, in different songs. And then we have the traveling song, you know. That's song means to go, but to come back safe, have a safe journey and a safe return. Our one song that we sing too towards the end, and then we have we sing just like maybe an honor song, you know. And what that honor song does is it honors everybody, you know. The way things are nowadays, you know, you're a dumb Indian, you know. You're this, you're that, you know, labeling, you know, stereotype. But little do we know, you know, in our hearts and in our blood, you know, we are all one people. And these honor songs, we honor not only our people, but we honor all people. You know, when me and my cousin were growing up one time, we went and bought bleach. And we were going to go in a woods and wash up with that bleach and so we could be white. So we wouldn't get teased at school and called names. My mother stopped us and then she said, "Where are you guys going with that?" So we told her what we were going to do. You know? And she said, "Someday," she said, "you get an education, you get away from this reservation," she said, "people are going to come to you because you're Native American. They're going to want to learn from you." And that's the way we are. We in them songs, we're opening a door to let all people in. That's that drum, you know, that boom, boom, boom. It's calling, you know, calling you. Come, come join us. Come be with us, a part of us. Come love us, come be loved.